Anin, welcome to our traditional medicine show with Chantel Machad, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Today I thought we could figure out how to make a tincture, like literally take a gander at this and see if we can do this ourselves, right? First we want to gather our herb. We want to find out what herb we want, why we want it, and what we're going to do with it. Are you going to go out and harvest it? Are you going to order it online? Are you going to stop at your favorite herbal store? That's where your first step is, okay? So, you're going to head on out and get yourself your herbal that you want, your plant that you want, okay? Fresh. Your fresh herb, okay? And you can also use, do dry, but fresh is best, as in making a tincture. Okay, we want a clean, dry jar. And then we want to put our herbs in this jar. But we don't want to fill the jar completely to the top with herbs because we're going to have to put our tincture formula in there, correct? So we're only going to fill that jar about 3/4 of the way. And that also is, it's going to allow space for our herbs to swell once we put our solution in there. So completely cover our herb, once we have it in the jar, we're going to completely cover it with our solution. And it could be vodka, it could be that apple vinegar cider, okay? And then you're going to cover really tight. You're going to cover this lid really tight, tight as you can do it. And just make sure that your herbs are completely covered. So you're going to do 3/4 herbs and just fill that jar all the way to the top, okay? And then your herbs are going to swell. Now, we're going to use the vinegar. First, we're going to warm it up first. And then this is going to help release the herbal process and what we're bringing out of the plant for us, okay? So once we, kind of doing my steps a little bit off, aren't I? So we want to warm up our vinegar. And then we're going to cover our herbs. And then we're going to just pull that tight on, that lid on so tight, okay? Now, we're going to take our herb, our jar, and our vinegar, our closed lid. It's all been heated. We shut it down, and we're going to place it in a warm, dark place, and we're just going to let it soak for 2 weeks. But not only that, you're going to go in there, and you're going to check on it because you want to give it love, give it compassion, give it your humbleness and thanks for what you're making with this tincture. Sometimes you can let it soak for months, even years. 6 weeks is excellent time though, but it's going to get in there and it's going to be good at that time. Daily shaking, like I said, prayers and singing, love your tincture that you're making. Give it your blessings and your visualizations and your Reiki healing for that you are making the best medicine possible for anything that you need, as in you're making your chaga tincture for cancer. You're making a bergamot tincture for pain. You just really want to put that out there and the intentions out there that you're really appreciative that you're given this plant from Mother Earth and our ancestors' teachings to provide a pain-free lifestyle or at least a better mobility lifestyle. Now, back to our tincture. So we're shaking and we're loving and we're processing our tincture. 6 weeks up to 6 months. It's up to you. Some people do it for a year, put it down in the ground and let it sit there, hiding, healing, becoming something massive for healing. Okay. Now, after that time frame has gone by, you're going to strain the herbs with a cheesecloth or any type of strainer that you have around the house. Then you want to rebottle it, and then you're going to label it. And after that, shut it tight, and this is going to be excellent for years because it's a tincture and it has alcohol in it or else the cider in it, and it just actually lasts for a year. I don't know why. Okay, that's how we make our tincture. And here is a recipe for tincture hot flashes. Okay, we're going to take 2 part wild yam, 1 part licorice, 1 part black cohosh, 1 part ginseng, and 1 part false unicorn root. And this is really good for hot flashes. With our ancestors now, we had black cohosh, blue cohosh, and our licorice, and the wild yam, of course. But what you do is you just make yourself a tea, relax, drink it before bed, because majority hot flashes happen in the night. But that's a tincture. And when we say 2 parts, 1 part, 1 part, just give yourself 1 cup. And you would do like 1 tablespoon of false unicorn root, 1 tablespoon of ginseng, 1 tablespoon of black cohosh, 1 tablespoon of licorice, and 2 tablespoons of wild yam. And throw that all in there, and then put your vodka or whatever we happen to be using, right? Apple vinegar. Use that, cover it up, and there you have a tincture for hot flashes. Excellent. I really like this Nervine tea too. We might as well add that to our thoughts and our recipes, because I hope you all have your pencils out, because these last few shows are really giving some excellent recipes that you can go out and gather and harvest and make your own. Nervine tea is really great for stress and calming. We're going to use our sumac berries, our nutmeg, cinnamon, honey, and a little bit of H2O. We can also add some valerian kava if we'd like to, because those are fabulous for relaxing the mind, calming the nerves, and just really feeling a little bit of release from everyday stresses. You can dry your herbs, and then you're going to take about 1 tablespoon to your 2 cups of water. Check on any contraindications that you possibly have. I always say that, but every once in a while, people that have addiction problems, they're really not supposed to rely on any of the valerian or kava, because they're really a strong sedative. You know, we don't want somebody to just go from one addiction to a different addiction, and any addiction is horrible for your body, right? So we always just make sure. And if you want, you just grab 1 full handful of your mixture, the sumac berries, nutmeg, cinnamon, water. Well, not the water, but the sumac berries, nutmeg, cinnamon, honey, valerian, and kava. Grab a handful, throw it in the gallon of water, cook it up, and make it to taste, of course. So those are a couple how we make the tincture, a tincture hot flash, and a Nervine tea. So those are wonderful for just feeling better in general. I'd like to say miigwech for joining us on our traditional medicine show with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe, as well as a huge thank you to the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. With their support, our program is possible. Giebewabenin! The content on traditional medicine is for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended as medical advice.